Here's what I've learned to do. Discipline your disappointment. Especially if it's someone you know and they try so little when they need to do it so much. I learned sometimes those that need it the most are inclined the least. Those that should, don't. Those that could, won't. Here's what we call that, mysteries of the mind. I don't know. Someone says, well, this product doesn't work for me. Said it was designed not to work for some people. So, I don't know. Because I used to try to make everybody successful, found out that was impossible. I said, I'll make them successful if it kills me. I almost died, so I gave that up. Do your best to teach and inspire and instruct, and then just see what happens. Let yourself be surprised. Here's what else I found that made me rich. Sometimes it's not who you recruit, it's who they bring you that makes you rich. Mark recruited about 200 people. Most of them did not stay, but some of them, before they left, brought him somebody that made him rich. You must remember that. You recruit somebody, and they bring somebody who brings somebody who brings somebody, and that's the person who makes you rich. And have the patience to make that happen. So let me give you this quick list now as I wrap it up. Here's the first one. Have some patience, Mark said. Patience to work with a variety of personalities. Some customers are easy, and some are a pain. Some distributors are easy, and some are a pain. Some distributors, as soon as they're recruited, open up the bottle of tablets, pour the tablets on the table, and they count the tablets. If it's one tablet short, they call you on the phone. If it's one tablet too many, they never call. Have the patience, do the best you can. I know sometimes patience finally runs out, but until then, do the best you can. Next, you gotta have faith to believe, faith in yourself, faith in the process, faith in the plan, faith in the products. With what we've heard now about products these last few days, and especially today, you can have faith that Herbalife's gonna continue to have the best products available that science can possibly produce. Here's what's next. Learn to make wise decisions. Wise decisions about yourself, your organization, your family, your future. Develop all the skills necessary to make your fortune. And by the way, speaking of fortune, jot this down. One of the early goals you should set, since you're involved in a program that can help you get there. The goal to become financially independent as quickly as possible. Financial independent means the ability someday to live from the income of your invested resources. I want you to get there as quickly as possible. Someday you could, if you wanted to, live from the income of your invested resources so that now you can work for joy and not for necessity. When Mark had been in business about 2.5 years, he had plenty of money and he could have quit. Then why did he invest all those years from the time he made enough to retire? He kept on going until finally he died age 44. Why would he continue to do that? Here's why. He became financially independent so that he could then work for joy and not for necessity. I had that happy opportunity when I met Mark, because I didn't need the money, but I did need the joy. I did need the challenge. And that's what's been exciting for me, to work here not for the money, but for the joy. Next, consistency, day in, day out, Mark taught. Integrity, to maintain the company's reputation for the future so that those we recruit today will have a future for tomorrow and ongoing. Maintain Herbalife's integrity and your own integrity to do the right thing. The next word I want to leave with you is courage. Sometimes when it all seems wrong, you just have to stay in there and have courage to stay. courage in public. Here's some of the most important courage. Courage in private. When you've got nobody to talk to but yourself, have courage to tell yourself the truth. Here's where I really am. Here's what I'm really doing. Here's what's really going on. That kind of courage will change your life. Here's the next one, courage to change. If you've gotten some information here already today to make some changes in your program, changes in your thought, changes in your philosophy, how to do the business, make those changes. Here's the next one, courage to be silent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When it's so easy to talk, here's the big one, courage to forgive. If somebody you've been working with and there seems to be a little tension, things aren't going well, somebody asks you to forgive, do that. Next, the courage to risk, like the farmer does every year, planting in the spring. Risk your emotions and your time and your heart. And to finish, learn the lesson of the seasons. Do the work of summer. Here's what summer's for, to nourish your values like a mother, give them life, to protect them like a father. Do the work of summer, staying the whole season, staying till it turns, staying till it happens. As you would protect a newborn baby as a father and nourish it like a mother. So treat your organization. Next, in the harvest, when it comes, there's two things in life that are so important. Number one, the full development of all your potential. Here's the next one, the wise use of all your resources. All those years ago, I started teaching 70, 10, 10, and 10. Don't spend more than 70% of what you earn. Then 10 cents for charity, 10 cents for active capital, which is Herbalife, 10 cents for investment capital. 70, 10, 10, and 10. Some have used that. Sarah used it. Others have used it over the last 10 years to become millionaires. I was taught which works. If you want to be financially independent someday, it's called two homes and one car. The average American gets two cars and one home. Here's a good advice. Two homes and one car. You buy the second car after you've bought the second home. Wise use of your resources. So do the work of summer. It's not easy, but get it done. Do wise things with your harvest. And here's the last season to finish. When the winter comes, hopefully you'll be prepared from what you've done before the winter arrives. But the winter of surprise, the winter of death, the winter of illness, the winter of difficulties, make this note, just hang on. You know, the winter cannot last forever. There's never been a double winter. Some are difficult and some are easier. There's never been a double night. The night only lasts for a few hours, and then the day finally dawns and the shadows flee away. So I'm asking you to hang in there. That's what Herbalife had to do starting 2.5 years ago when we lost Mark Hughes. The last 2.5 years have been an incredible winter for me, having to travel the world with a broken heart. And for all of you who knew Mark, the same experience. for the distributors who hung on during the last 2.5 years, I congratulate you. You can't imagine how much I respect you for having survived these last 2.5 years. You can't believe how many said to me, you better come with us. Not just to you, but to me, to all of us. But we stayed and saw it through one of the tougher winters. The winter of financial resources is one thing, but the winter of a broken heart is something else. But we made it. But now, after the winter, with Michael Johnson and his team, Henry and all the rest, and the people that you have met today, with this extraordinary man, Michael, to lead us, and the others that are joining the team, and with a newfound commitment that I sense here from every distributor in this room. And the same thing happened when I was in Nice in France. I'm sure the same thing's gonna happen in Paris when we arrive, and also down in Singapore. This new surge with Michael on board and everybody else, and with a new commitment from everybody, and with a revitalized home office staff that have done such a fantastic job seeing us through these 2.5 years. Here's what I'm positive we can all say with confidence. The winter is past and springtime is here.